Moving on now from healing to celebrating, or maybe that is actually about healing through celebrating, I guess we'll find out. Washington, D.C. expects up to 5 million people to try to attend Barack Obama's inauguration next month. Countless lunches, parties, and balls will be held throughout the city, many costing top dollar, many already sold out. Well, Washington area businessman Earl Stafford had the idea that there are a lot of people who might want to participate in these historic events who don't have thousands of dollars to spend on hotel rooms and tickets, or even have an idea of who to call to get one. So he has put up $1 million to host an inaugural weekend at a D.C. hotel. He is inviting 1,000 Americans to the People's Inaugural Project in January. He's hosting another ball for young people. He's pledged to make the gala affordable, and he's with us now to tell us why. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Now you're a businessman. You don't just throw down $1 million on a whim. So what gave you the idea to do this?
No, you're absolutely right. But I'm a Christian, and my family, we're believers, and I was inspired by the Lord to do this last March, and I had no idea what the outcome of the election would be or really what it was that I was led to do. And I mentioned that in June or July, I actually leased the presidential suite at another hotel, and my inclination was to get some of the homeless, some of the underserved in society, and we'd watch the parade, we'd bring in some food and do that. But as things have evolved, the end of October, I saw an article in the Washington Post about the package at the J.W. Marriott Hotel, and I knew right then that that's what the Lord would have me to do.
So you were going to do this no matter who won the election?
Well, this is about the people. It's not about the election. It's not about me. It's about the people and trying to provide some joy, some relief, to do some good.
Why do you think this is a good thing to do with these resources? Obviously, again, as a business person and also as a person of faith, you believe in stewardship. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I don't mean to be a naysayer, but there are those who would say, well, you know, give that money to a food pantry or something like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there are always those who would tell you how to spend your money and your time and to do those things. But again, this was an inspiration and that I'm inspired to do. And we believe that what we hope will come out of this is that people will see our feeble attempt to do good and to promote good in society, and they will replicate it. Already, we weren't going to go public with it, and we were led to do so. And the more people we've told about our efforts just to do some good, the more people that want to get involved and people who have contributed and people that just want to get on board. So we're hoping that this will grow, and not about this effort only, but in America, that we will start becoming a brother's keeper, that we'll start trying to help each other.
Who is going to be invited to these events? As I understand, there are two events. There's the inaugural, the big inaugural ball, but you're also holding a party for young people.
We're actually having about four events.
Four events.
We're having about four events.
So who gets to go?
And what we've done is not only the Stafford Foundation, which is our foundation, but we've teamed up and collaborated with the National Urban League, the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, and other organizations. We're talking to the Department of Defense to help identify individuals across America. We're reaching out to hospitals. What we want to do, we want to bring in those who are impoverished, those who are homeless. We want to bring in those battered women. We want to bring in those that are affected by the Katrina hurricane. We want to bring in our disabled persons, wounded veterans.
But how are you going to decide?
Well, what we've done, I'm not really directly involved with the decision-making, but we put together a coalition of organizations. We're talking to, and we're going to allocate tickets out to certain hospitals and certain organizations for them to decide. And we have a criteria. They truly, and we have to verify that they are underserved and marginalized. And we're asking those organizations, such as the National Urban League, which has affiliates throughout the nation, to host these individuals, to be responsible for their welfare and their security and those type things.
Make sure they're well taken care of.
And that they're well taken care of.
What do you hope to accomplish by mixing it up this way? Because there's some people could say, well, you know what, I'll just focus on military families. Mm-hmm. I'll just focus on one particular group. And the other thing I hear you saying is you're trying to mix it up.
Well, we're trying to be diverse. We can't accommodate and heal everyone's issues or problems, but we just want to have a cross section. This is really, we want this to be a purple event, and it just coincides and parallels what a president-elect Barack Obama's trying to do. And I don't think it was by coincidence. I think there's a reason for all this coming together. But we just want to touch out and reach out to a diverse community, not just one segment.
Are you getting a lot of calls from your friends saying, you know, you and I have been pals for a long time. I want a ticket. people know you well enough not to bother.
I've come to realize I have more cousins than I ever knew I had.
So. Have you already picked your outfit?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't. I think I'm going to wear the same old tuxedo I've been wearing for years.
Okay. So. Earl Stafford is planning and hosting the People's Inaugural Project in Washington, D.C. The inaugural ball, one of four events, will include homeless Americans, injured veterans, ill folks, young people, among many others. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Mr. Stafford, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends, and we want to hear from you about your plans for the inauguration. Are you planning to come to Washington for the big party, or will you be marking the event in the quiet of your own home? Or are you doing something else to mark the occasion? To tell us more and to compare notes with other listeners, please go to our blog at npr.org and click on Tell Me More. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that number is 202-842-3522.